Time now for Hidden History. This week, we hear about the Pacific Guano Company in Woods Hole, guano, of course, being the polite name for bird droppings. This 19th century manufacturing operation shipped in guano from islands in the Pacific and combined it with other ingredients to make fertilizer. During 26 years in business, the factory transformed Woods Hole from a sleepy farming village into a thriving community. To find out more, I spoke with Deborah Scanlon, Executive Director of the Woods Hole Historical Museum.
Let's start by just talking a little bit about what the landscape of Woods Hole looked like back in the 1800s.
There wasn't a lot going on at that point. There was whaling and there was farming. But Penzance Point, which is where the factory was established, was pretty empty. And of course, now we know that it's very built up as a summer colony. But back then, it was pretty empty, and they built the Guano Works, and it was just west of the Woods Hole Yacht Club.
Could you talk a little bit about the islands off the coast of Peru where it was first discovered?
Right. They found this huge supply of guano off the islands of Peru, and Prince Kroll, who was one of the owners of the Pacific Guano Works, was a human rights activist, and he was very disturbed by the Chinese slave trade that was being used out there. And so for him to get involved, this was cutting back on the slave trade. And so eventually this resource of the guano in Peru created friction between the U.S. and Peru and led to the U.S. Guano Act of 1856 that stated that any U.S. citizen could claim an uninhibited island and mine the guano.
As I understand it, the attraction of guano was that it was so much more concentrated.
For fertilizer, you need the nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. And so the guano was very high in those nutrients. And so that made it very attractive. So not only, you know, it was a good fertilizer, but it was a good business venture as well. And the need for the guano, the fertilizer, was to sell it. The reason they had a guano factory here was not necessarily to use it here, but to sell it in the Northeast.
Right.
And it created a use also for the cargo ships that weren't having much work after the Depression in 1857.
Who did they employ to work there?
Well, they employed a lot of Irish immigrants who came over especially for that. And because of that, Woods Hole was built up and did change. They added apartment buildings and small houses, and in fact, Joseph Story Fay actually gave land to build a Catholic church, which is one of the few Catholic churches on the Cape at the time, because of the Irish immigrants, so yes.
Oh.
One interesting fact about the guano works from the local perspective was the smell. My grandmother was a little girl when just at the end of the time that the factory was in operation, and she would remember the stink. And actually, my great-grandfather said, "With this plant in full blast and the wind blowing due east, it can be appreciated how offensive the odor must have been to villagers." And then the Barnstable Patriot, which is a newspaper, said, "Well, it's not that bad. It could remain on for 2 to 3 days in the clothes of a visitor. A farm near the establishment would rarely need a fertilizer if the wind always blew from the direction of the factory." So.
In 1889, the factory just suddenly closed its doors.
Yeah.
Why did that happen?
Well, there are a couple theories. Competition is probably the most likely. Then there was various people wrote about embezzlement, but I think competition was probably the most likely.
When people come to visit the museum, what do they say when they find out there used to be a guano factory in town?
Well, they're surprised because, you look out there at this, you know, these beautiful summer homes, and it's a little bit of a surprise to think that you made fertilizer out there.
Out of what?
Out of what? Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any remnants today of the factory around Woods Hole?
Yes, there's the dock on the road to Penzance, which was actually called Long Neck back then. It wasn't called Penzance until after it changed over to the summer colony. But yes, there's a dock that's the remnant.
I've been speaking with Deborah Scanlon, Executive Director of the Woods Hole Historical Museum. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris.